South Australia were given a fright by New South Wales, and they achieved the 96 they needed to ascend the top of the Sheffield Shield table. Sean Abbott removed both opens for 2 apiece, and then came back to dismiss Tom Cooper to make it 31-4. They'd been recovering from 6-3. However, Callum Ferguson and Johan Both added on working 69 for 5th wicket, as the win was sealed. Ferguson finished on 45 not out, with Captain Both on 27. Victoria collapsed in the 4th innings at the Gabba, and Queensland their first win of the competition. The Bulls declared their 2nd innings at 313-6, Chris Lynn thrashing 60 off 48 balls, set the Bush Rangers 325 for victory. They could manage only 142, as Luke Feldman ended with 4-36. Alistair McDermott took the first 2 wickets to fall, with Ben Cutting also chipping in with a couple. David Hussey top score was just 39. Midwest Rhinos trail Mashonaland Eagles by 188 runs with a day to go in their Logan Cup match in Harare. Eagles finally declared their first innings at 545-7, with Reggie Chicago converting his 5th first class century to a maiden double hundred. He was finally dismissed for 240, with half entries also from Sikandar Raza and Elton Chigumbura. Rhinos then lost 2 early wickets to Tarai Muzurabani, but rallied to close on 61-2 in their 2nd innings. Much rest tomorrow on captain and first innings centurion Brendan Taylor, who is unbeaten on 18. The draw is the most likely result in Mass Fingo, with Matabele Lantuskers on 131-4 in their 2nd innings, to lead by 169 runs over Southern Rocks. Tinashe Panyangai hit a career-best 89 for Rocks, to limit their first innings arrears to 38 runs. Tawanda Mopawero finished with figures of 5-46. Tuskers then lost both openers cheaply, but skipper Sean Williams and Keith Debengwa got on 60 for the 3rd wicket. Williams departed to Kudzai Mourns for 38, but Debengwa went on to add a further 57 with Mopawero, prior to handing Trevor Garber a 2nd wicket when on 53. The opening day of the Sunfoil Series match between Dolphins and Titans was abandoned without a ball bowled due to rain in Durban, leading Dolphins overseas pro Graham Onions to joke on Twitter that he was going to take the Titans team on at synchronised swimming. And staying with the theme of county cricket, Michael Lum and Chris Wokes have signed contract extensions with their clubs. Wokes has signed on for 2 more seasons at Edgbaston, taking him until the end of the 2016 season, while Lum has turned down the opportunity to play in the Indian Premier League and will play 3 more years with Nottinghamshire.